Croatian culture on a Tuesday night, Serie B Emmets. We are here in Salerno at the Stadio Areki. We've been around the traps following Campania Calcio.
Yeah, it's been a Campania trip the last several days. We started in Naples.
Yes, Salernitana are losing at home. We might add, just so that people get a bit of context, Sampdoria, the visitors. Where do we come from this morning?
We come from Benevento. We were watching some Serie C action last night. Benevento and Chiavese. Serie C.
Oh, nice header back to the keeper, which is Luigi Sepe for Salernitana.
Yeah.
The Granata playing at home, the blue Cercati away. And we're going to be there this weekend in Genoa. But before that, we were in Naples. In Naples, Benevento, then down to Salerno. The third 3 days in a row of Serie A, Serie C, now Serie B. And here's Salernitana looking for the equaliser, crossing to the box, to the penalty spot. It's an high up and under.
Salernitana actually took the lead in this game, David, in the first minute.
They did.
Sam pulled one back.
Yeah.
3 minutes later.
Yeah, Simi, Tutino and Korda. Still plenty of time left in the match. Oh!
Let's go!
That is the equaliser.
2-2.
Nice header.
What a header.
Look at that. That whole stand is lit up. That Granata there, the
Iraqi is bouncing.
Might be, well, the Sampdoria fans are quite down now. They're piped down. They were quite vocal. They're right in front of us, which is the rhythmic music you'll hear. We'll hear who scored. Dose of perpetual applause here. So now in a situation where it's the fourth goal of the game. Listen to that.
This place is bouncing and we've got the flares being lit.
The flares are out. What do you reckon from here? Who can go on and win it? It's now situation where there's a lot of games in Serie B this evening. 2-2 here, and it's a nice play down there with Diego Valencia with the equaliser after Simi scored in the very first minute of the game. Then two quick ones, well, quickish, Coutinho and Max Korda. But Campania Calcio, we're going to finish it here. The Curva Sud is in full voice, and just to our left here is the Sampdoria ultras that have come down, whether they're ultras or just fans, but they're very, very enthusiastic, we'll say, reveling and taking the lead. And Emmet, so far, you have to say, all three stadiums are decent. It's a decent viewing experience. You're right in the corner of the Tribuna that has the Tribuna Stampa and all that. Across from us is the Distinti. This is the away end where we're near. That is massive down there.
Yeah. And it's a very decent stadium to watch football, David.
Yeah,
especially on a summer's night like this, where the temperature is still 26, 27 degrees. The Samp fans are in good voice as well.
They are. Great destination for holidaying, for calcio. Easy to travel to, relatively easy. Salerno is just on that ridge, where just about to head into the Amalfi coastline and in towards Maiori Minori, towards Amalfi itself and Positano, and go up towards Sorrento. So now Sampdoria on the attack. They've got the ball at the right wing and they're going this way. You can see what I'm doing towards Emmett's face there. And away from Emmett's face. So then it's out of goal that way. That's the end that they scored at. All in all, Napoli with three good goals at home at the Maradona. a Simmy in a foot race. Simmy in a foot race here. Dutch defender on his tail. Here he goes into the box. Goes down.
No penalty.
Everyone wants a penalty.
Yeah. That was never... He was never getting a penalty for that, David.
Yeah, that was...
As you can hear, the crowd here...
Romagnoli going over towards him.
No relation to Alessio Romagnoli. As you can hear, the crowd is bouncing in Salerno. And here comes Sam.
Comes Sam down the right wing. There's Benedetti's ball in. That was a nicely weighted ball. Oh, it's wasted, that pass. Slide tackle out towards the right wing again. Sam looking. They're away. Strip, it's all wide. Another ball in. Well blocked. And that's Tonya over there, the number seven.
It's been an entertaining game thus far.
Yeah, let's stick with Salernitana at their 11. I think they've had the better of the game. They are at home. It's got to be at least 15,000 here, I think.
Yeah, I'd say perhaps one third of the stadium is full.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that stand is shockers. And where we are is about half full. The away end is about, I would say, about what, maybe a 1/6.
Yeah.
But that's the sub fans. I'd say there's a good 500 of them, maybe 400. But it's a long trip from Genoa.
From Genoa to Salerno.
Here they come again. They're waiting for a goal at this end. It's into the box for Tortino. The cross. He's a former Salernitana player. His best season, his best two seasons of his career, Cosenza. Out with Corda, wearing the number 9, floats the ball in.
It's a header.
Oh, Sepe takes it with two hands, a bit of push and shove in the box.
Max Parma, goalkeeper.
Yeah.
That's Salernitana.
The ex-Napoli man wearing the number 55. Roberto Soriano making a comeback to professional football after a sabbatical of a year in his second, might be his actual debut game. We'll have to check on that one. The ball's with Bron at the back as they go down the right side. And there we've got Danilyuk down there. Is Valencia Tonga is over there helping out. But we did have a good look at the Mercato. Andrea Pirlo Sampdoria, we're going to see more of them this Saturday when they take on Bari.
Oh, here's Simi.
Here comes Simi.
Nice run by Simi.
Take it, Emmett. What's going to happen here?
He's just running into trouble.
Yeah, he's double team. He's always got his back to goal when he gets the ball.
Yeah. He's at a couple of...
Save. And that's the new keeper that Pirlo's given a go, Vismara. Here we go. Daniel York's in the box. Tonga lays it off. The shot comes. About that wide. Nice curling effort. It might have taken a touch for a corner. And they're rallying behind Salernitana now. A sight to see. You have to say they're very passionate, these fans. You see it in Naples at the Maradona, of course. They're the world-renowned side. Salernitana not so much. The glory days of Di Vaio back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And glory days, use that term loosely. But
yeah, they had one season in Serie A.
Their most glorious days.
99. But I think we're going for free, David.
Save.
Salernitana, one of the most passionate fan bases, I think, on the peninsula.
Look at that. That's unbelievable. Whoa, we saw some good images last night at the Stadio Ciro Vigorito with Benevento. A 1-2-1 of it, Cavese. Also, a long ball through for Sam. Who's going to get up for that? There to be one. Tonga's back to Sepe.
And I think, David, as we're talking about the Areca,
all right, yeah.
It's by Italian standards, it's fairly easy to get to the stadium.
Yeah.
Obviously, we have a stadium guide on the Destination Calcio website.
Exactly.
But if you're at Salerno Station, you just get the train, and there's a stop Areca, and it'll take you. You're right outside the stadium. It takes maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, about 20 minutes on the train. It's called the Salerno Metro.
Even though it's outside, but it's,
yeah,
it's called
not,
the Metro.
It's not a metro in the English sense of a tube, but some have a bit of possession. They've got the ball with Meulensteen. I think that's how you say it. And just looking at the lineups here, Bron and another Dutch player from Sparta Rotterdam. It's a good hook away from Daniel Jurk in defence. He's playing to the right of Tis Veltius.
Here's a break on Salerno Tana.
Here they go. Call this one, Emmett. Down the right side. Winger's got it. Valencia taking over. No, he tries a shot. Squares it up. There's no one there except for Meulensteen. There, Salerno Tana still with up the left wing. Tonga just outside the box, wants to open up. Ooh, wasn't far away. Just floated that one. Nice shape on it, didn't curl, just floated.
Salerno Tana creating chances in the second half.
Yeah, they are. They're the better side here, but Pirlo, it's parochial. Here we go, stadium announcer. Is that Ronaldo Vieira down there?
Yep, it's Ronaldo Vieira, nearly sure.
Where's Mr. Pirlo? It's Pirlo and Martuscello, the two coaches. So this chap here, we're right in the corner of one of the grandstands to try and get away from other people to disturbing them while we do this pod. And there's one guy here clapping every single thing that happens for Salerno Tana. He's by himself. He's just happy to be here. That's what it's all about. Sometimes it's about being part of the ultras at either end, and sometimes it's about turning up by yourself or a dude like Emmett. Emmett, you're going to poke your face out a little bit.
Yeah. These fans are sensational.
Yeah, they
I hope
are.
You can hear this on they the are. On the video. They're fantastic.
And don't forget to check us out on our socials now. We've got some handles available for you. If you go to destinationcultural.com, you will see our YouTube channel, DCTV, available, plus the podcast on Spotify and Apple Music and Apple Podcasts. And also, we've got Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
Yeah.
Emmett just finishing off his article about us going to Benevento, to the Vigorito, and also going through the town, the Arco Traiano. We saw some good play, some goals from Filippo Berra, from Patino, Acampara controlling the tempo of the game in that one. Cavese looking okay, they took an early lead. They lost that one 2-1. They weren't allowed to have fans in the stadium. It was a little bit of a tricky situation trying to get to the stadium because they were trying to block any Cavese away fans from getting there. So the police had roped off a lot of the streets. So if you do come and watch some live Serie A, B or C, just beware that you need to make some planning, we'll say.
Give yourself a lot of time to get to the stadium.
Yeah.
So David, what the ultras have a banner up. Do you want to tell the listeners what it says?
Do you
want
to have a go at pronouncing that for us, or continueremo?
Continueremo a guerra.
A giurare.
Girare eterna fedeltà.
Fedeltà.
Alla Salerno Tana e alla nostra città.
Okay, yeah, continueremo a giurare eterna fedeltà alla Salernitana e alla nostra città. So more or less, to summarize, it says we're always going to continue to, di giuro kind of means like I'm telling you the truth, like to truthfully be there forever, in trust for Salernitana and our city of Salerno and the surrounding areas. So Araki technically isn't in the city of Salerno. It is, like we said, about 15-minute drive.
Suburbs.
Yeah, Araki is a suburb of outer Salerno going south, away from the Amalfi Coast. But it's a beautiful spot. We're staying, our accommodation is one of those sort of guest house situations. Plenty of cheap accommodation, to be honest.
Yeah.
You can find yourself a room for 80 quid if you're coming from the United Kingdom or...
And especially this time of year, you know, when it's still tourist season.
It is more expensive at this time of year, yeah. Also, the flights are more expensive at this time of year. You can find flights here, I'm sure, not to Salerno itself, but to Naples, depending where you're coming from. It's always expensive from London, especially for us.
Yeah.
But if you're coming from the interior of Italy, it won't cost that much. You can also get the train, which is a lot cheaper. But flights from the UK at the moment are about £300, unless you plan well in advance, and we're talking 3 months. But you can't do that, can you? Because Serie B, Serie C, Serie A, they don't announce the fixtures for a while, so it's more guessing, turning up, and then seeing what games are around, which is kind of what we do when we plan our trips.
Yeah.
It takes a bit of planning to do 3 games in 3 days. Some people can do 2 in 1 if you're close enough.
Yeah.
Especially if you're up in Milan, for example, you can go to the San Siro and then Como.
You can do Bergamo, you can do Brescia.
Oh, Samper in. Left half space, chip, that's a corner. Just in front of us here, we've got the subs just warming up. Of course, not taking any imagery of the pitch at all.
We have to give some credit also to the Sampdoria fans.
Oh yeah,
there's a man in a blue t-shirt who's been jumping up and down all game.
Yeah, he's in the front.
He has not stopped.
Yeah.
And he's not a young man.
If they score here, they're gonna erupt, we'll see.
Yeah.
Corner comes in, decent delivery. Ioannou, former Como player. There's a sweep, it's towards goal, good block. And I think it was, who was that saved the day? I think that was one of the subs that have come on. Let's see who came on. That might be Calon that made the intervention. Or might be Nyon, who's a French defender that's come in and made the block. It's another corner now from the other side for Sampdoria. Be good to see them back in Serie A, but with the privilege for Serie B fans, fans like Salernitana and Pisa, Cittadella, all those guys, it does just give a bit of weight to the league. We saw Genoa down in Serie B. They're back up now for the second consecutive season. Good ball in. What a header that was to defend. And that was the new Dutch defender.
The ball's on the edge of the box.
I'm going to say his name again. Tis Veldhuis. Jura, if you're listening, don't criticise me. Another good ball in. Header in. Almost trying to fashion, what was it, a volley from Max Koda?
Like a bicycle kick?
Almost, yeah. But he knew he didn't have the space to turn, did he?
It's one of those where you kick the opponent and not the ball.
There's some interesting characters here tonight. I love the 60-year-old lifelong club fan that just turns up by himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be in amongst the thick of it. He just wants to watch the game.
Yeah, and
go home, watch it on the highlights. Talk to his mates about it in the bar tomorrow. Have like 3 or 4 macchiati in a row. Get the Gazzetta out of the Corriere, whatever he's going to read. A
couple of cigarettes.
It's all about the cultural lifestyle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a lifestyle. We will hope to bring you that lifestyle this season.
Don't worry about East Coast, West Coast rappers. This is about, I guess, Adriatic Coast.
Yeah.
Calciatori lovers. Here we go again. Long ball. Oh, was that a hand? Is that a handball? Sampdoria fans seem to think so. That was Bron, I think, that did it. They didn't catch it. It was outside the box anyway, so I don't think it's going to be too harsh. You don't see that. You can't really call it back with VAR for those kind of decisions. 29-year-old Tunisian now, Dylan Bron.
Yeah, we've got 15 minutes left here at the Iraqi.
Yeah, 15 minutes. Okay, well, we've got some time. We've talked a little bit about Salernitana now. We'll just go through their 11 because it is a Campania-focused pod that we're doing. They've got Sepe in goal, Bron, Veltus, Radovic at left back, Daniel Juk at right back. A couple of those guys played in Serie A. They've got a right-sided midfielder, Diego Valencia, who scored. The left-sided midfielder is Tello, who played Serie C last year for Catania, former Benevento player. So spent a lot of time at the Vigorito. Who's in the midfield?
Amatucci. Lorenzo Amatucci.
Fiorentina Junior. Up forward, the new signing from Spezia, Daniele Verde. Simi, who you know,
Simi,
Crotone, who was at that magnificent partnership with Junior Messias. He's at Genoa. We'll be seeing Genoa this Sunday when they play Verona.
Simi has almost morphed into like a calcio cult icon.
He is, yeah.
For his efforts with Crotone a couple of seasons ago in Serie A.
Especially for that season. Yeah. It's magnificent. And Crotone, of course, didn't survive, but he was pivotal in scoring goals. I think he got 20, 21 goals in that season. Messias with about 12. And then he got signed by Milan the next summer, won a Scudetto. And you can't just catapult yourself up after a half, well, I don't want to say half decent season because it was great. Those are the stories we love. Other stories like Roberto Soriano, that's now signed for Salernitana after a year off, from a Bologna player who spent some time in Spain as well. So there are some interesting stories.
Yeah, and we also have Franco Tonja playing on the left.
He is a very busy player, yeah. Franco Tonja, Italian, T-O-N-G-Y-A, obviously. An ethnic background, but we're seeing those with the Balotellis, and also like your Santa Croce players back in the day with Napoli. Goal kick, Sepe. So just to finish up on Salernitana, who's caught your eye out there? I know Simi's hard to miss, but besides that, some good defensive displays from the Dutch defender Beltius. Daniele Verdi's been quite the playmaker. Tong has been good. He's a bigger lad that's got the long braid or the hair there. And who for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, Simi's been good on the counter-attack. Especially, he's played a lot of this game with his back to goal. But there's been moments when Salernitana's hit on the counter. And his pace and physicality's been good. Diego Valencia has impressed me a bit. You know, he got the header for the equaliser 2-2. It was a very well taken header. And I just think overall it's been a solid except for the shot there.
That's a shocking. I think that's Jaden Braff that's cut in and hit that.
Yeah, and that's nearly went out of the stadium. It's been that high. But I think it's been a positive performance from Salernitana.
Jaden Braff, yeah, it is. I think if there's going to be a winner, they might deserve it with 10 minutes to go. But Jaden Braff has come on as a second half substitute for Matruscello. He's playing on that left wing. Also, interestingly, we should mention Yaya Colon Nio, that came on, number 17, French defender, clearing header before to save Sepe from having to pull it out from the back of the net. Yervolino, Antonio Pio Yervolino, 21-year-old midfielder. He is the nephew of the Salernitana owner that bought the club at auction from Claudio Lotito, if my memory serves me well. So he's on the bench. So there's a little bit of lineage, you could say. Not sure how many appearances he's going to get this season, but it's interesting. He's only ever played once, but he played last season with Viz Pesaro. 31 games, one goal, according to Flash Score. Who else on the bench there? That Gentile. Don't know if it's any relation to the great man. So Braff scored a goal last week for Salernitana, come off the bench. Yaya Colon, who's been around, obviously a Genoa and Verona kind of player that goes between those clubs.
Yeah.
Bari, Salernitana now. So let's go back to Benevento. Some good players there. Obviously now in Serie C, they were in Serie A. Kind of like that Salernitana vibe, aren't they?
Yeah.
Where if they do come up, you expect them to go down within a year or two. But they do have a good support base. It's a beautiful little town.
Yeah, very clean, very tidy. We were
very
surprised
clean.
By how tidy it was.
So tidy. And that main street, Corso Garibaldi, and you've got Via Traiano that leads to the arch of, I think it's Traiano. They call it in English, but it's the Arco di Traiano.
Yeah, it was built in Roman times for the emperor. I think it was AD 114 in like the second century, and it's been standing. It's pride of the town.
You looked it up because you've done a piece on Benevento now, which will be up on the website. So check that out on destinationcalcio.com. Also, we've got some reels coming on the Instagram, on Twitter channels. We've got a few photos of us having a cafe this morning. in Benevento before we left for Salerno, about an hour's drive, hour and 10 from Benevento to Salerno, and about the same from Naples to Benevento yesterday. And we stopped at the Maradona, we'll call it the Napoli Museum, the Camerota Antonio Museum, which is in Nola, which is on the way
to Benevento.
Kind of on the way to Benevento, isn't it? But it's in Campania, inland, and that is a place to go.
And if you are in Campania, it is worth your time.
We interviewed Francesco, who is the son of the man that founded it.
Yeah, who was friends with Diego, friends with Napoli.
And there were just rows and rows and rows of shirts and boots and balls and just, they're all match worn.
Yeah. Everything's authentic.
Or bought at an auction with certificates, and they've had stories in there like Edinson Cavani donating a shirt that he signed after he scored against Man City for Napoli.
Yeah,
calling up Francesco and talking to his son. And these are the stories that we love. And the stories that we're trying to find for people that are interested in that kind of thing. Culture. Eating and drinking when you go to these towns to watch games. That's what we're doing on Destination Calcio.
Yeah.
And tonight, Salerno is that destination. Let's talk, wrap it up with Napoli. Antonio Conte's first win.
Yeah, we were there, David.
Take it away.
Stadio Diego Armando Maradona on Sunday night. A 3-0 win over Bologna. And you have to say, it was very well deserved. Napoli looked a lot better. Obviously, David, we were at the Bentegodi the week before for the 3-0 defeat to Hellas.
Oh!
Is it the substitute, David?
Golazzo!
And it's 3-2 to
Jayden Brat. It's beaten everyone and gone in the back post.
Yeah.
I think it's Jayden Brat.
Jayden Brat. Who skated that shot, David, 5 minutes ago?
Let him do his thing. I don't think they'll hear us. You see the maroon smoke coming out from those fans just behind the goal where it's gone in. It is the script. They were 2-1 down. Now they're winning 3-2 with about 4.5 minutes to go. They did it in front of that stand that is just jammed with Salernitana fans. And as you said, that is the same stand as where Braff skied his previous effort, which went
only 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I thought it was going to clear the actual stand, which is 3 tiers up. So now Sampdoria have to respond. They were one goal down very early in the game after the first 60 seconds. Then they came back. Tortino and Coda, can they do it? Big game coming up against Bari. And it could certainly be such a competitive league, as we will always say. You never know who's going to win. And Salernitana have the ball again through Verde. And Valencia down the right wing as they go over the halfway, skips in between one, then two, brought down. Everyone wants a free kick, not going to get it. Sampdoria, Tonga is going to give away the free. No, he's won the ball, and he goes down. Linesman has flagged. Look at him bouncing like that.
And the Salernitana fans are bouncing up and down. The whole stand is jumping,
which is worrying.
Yeah.
A lot of concrete structures in this country.
I really wish we could flip the camera and show the fans, because it's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
It is incredible. And this is the beauty. No one would expect this. We put an article up, Dan Cancian put an article up today, just going through the TV right and the broadcast issues, just to get images into the UK, which is a massive market, especially for Serie A. No Serie B. And that's worrying.
Yeah, it's a real lack of exposure for the league.
Lack of exposure. Mola were doing it last season and the season before. Hopefully it gets resolved at some point. But that is a spectacle and a half. just at the tail end of the other kickoffs, all the kickoffs at this time of year, 8:30 p.m. kickoffs local time. It is Bari losing to Sassuolo. It's Fabio Grosso's side 1-0. Carrarese beating Sutirol 2-0. Sutirol came into this round top of the table. It is Schiavi and Finotto with the goals for the side from the Tuscan beach town of Carrara. Sampdoria in possession, as you can tell by the whistles. Cremonese losing to Palermo at home at the Zini. That is a goal from Roberto Insigne, former Benevento player.
The brother, of course, of Lorenzo.
Yeah, Cittadella 1, Pisa 1. So Jake would have been happy from the Shitta USA podcast. Follow his Twitter page if you can. Vita with the 25th minute goal. The reply, which came... No, actually, it was the other way around. Arena with the early goal for Pisa away at the Tombolato. Reggiana beating Brescia 2-0. Maggio and Portanova. That's Matteo Maggio, not Christian, who also played for Benevento. Of course, five goals, a spectacle here. 3-2 currently for Salernitana. And Frosinone winning at home against Modena. That is a Filippo Di Stefano goal. He's young, he's 20 years old. It's what we love to see. Young kids getting a go in the top divisions.
I think the shock of the evening, David, is Carrarese 2-0 up against Sutirol, who were top of the league.
Yeah. Well, two rounds gone.
Yeah.
I've got to say.
Still.
Top of the nation in terms of geography and also top of the league. So they're starting to embrace each other here in the Areki. Friends come together. It's a good occasion for them. It's positive. It'll be a long train ride back for the Doriani. All in all, we've seen three goals last night, five tonight, three at the Maradona. So we're talking 11 goals in our Campania trip. We were going to go to Castellammare di Stabia for USW Mantova tomorrow night, but time is and energy. It is tough to organize four games in 4 days.
You never might do it.
I doubt it. I think we're going to take the day off so we can focus on content. We've got podcasts coming. We've got articles coming. And we've got loads of nostalgic pieces that Calcio purists love coming over the next month or two. We're nearly up to 100 Twitter followers. That's a landmark occasion. Might get there tonight. I remember checking before the game. It's about 90, 95-ish. So if you're thinking about following us, like and subscribe on our YouTube channel. That's at Destination Calcio. Same with Instagram, same with TikTok, and same with Facebook. All different demographics. We're trying to cater to everyone. Also trying to bring you Serie A, B, and C when we can. Upcoming games after the international break. We're going to have a 2-week break of domestic club football. Italy's going to play France. I'll be covering that one on Flash Score. We'll come back. And we're going to go to Como. So flick on, header, back post, Sip and lets it run. So good to see Sampdoria looking for the equaliser.
Yeah, they have to go for it now, David.
Yeah, they're going to go for
it. They want to leave Salerno with at least a point.
Any score change around the grounds? No. More steady be tomorrow, and that is USW Mantova, about 40 minutes drive north from here towards Pompeii, or a bit after Pompeii. Cesena Catanzaro and Cosenza Spezia, which is Tutino's former club. 41 league goals there. I think I remember for the stats we were looking at before the game. This is immense. You're now well into stoppages. Salernitana defending well on the right side, and everyone is going off. We're going to try and let this run until the final whistle, just so we can hear what the crowd, what kind of reaction we're going to get. Disappointing for Sampdoria, who are right near us, those away fans, and you have to respect their will and energy to get here from the north of Italy. We're going to be in Genoa this weekend. Corner, no, it's not. It's a goal kick, is it?
It's a goal kick. So, we would recommend to the listeners, if you're in Italy, go to a game in Serie B.
Go to a game in Serie B.
Just don't focus in Serie A. Yeah. Focus in Serie B.
Yeah, and there are people to follow for the lower leagues. Calcio England. You've got Chiacchierata Calcistica. Two very good accounts to follow for lower league football. Also ours, of course. We're going to try and bring you some pieces on that and some good content from outside the stadiums. What about the row of Vespas out the front here?
Oh, incredible. Everybody has come to the Iraqi on a Vespa.
On a Vespa or on a Motorino of some kind. We've got to take a couple of good videos out the front. I'll try and upload them later, port it onto our social department. We do have an expanding team for Destination Calcio coming in September. We're looking for feature writers, of course. We want to welcome people that want to write on Calcio. Sampdoria look for the long ball just outside the box. It's tapped on. There's a big chance here. Recep is down. And you can hear the relief there.
Yeah.
That was a good piece of play. It was route one, wasn't it?
Yeah, nice flick over the head. That was from the center defender.
Romagnoli made the trek up. He's 34.
Yeah, Simone Romagnoli.
Played with Parma and Frosinone the last couple of seasons. Parma, of course, we were there last weekend. What a story for them. Beating Fiorentina, beating Milan. Well, drawing with Fiorentina, I should say.
Oh, nice.
What a turn that was. Jaden Braff into the box he goes. He's saying it's a handball. Not much time left. Salernitana hanging on to the ball. That's a nice 1-2. Talk us through this, Emmett.
Yeah, Salernitana pressing, winning the ball back in Sampdoria's half. And now they're passing the ball. It's nice slick movement on the left-hand side.
Yeah, Braff waiting inside.
Another
good impact from him. He's still going, winning
still
it
going.
Back.
Nice touches, now nice feet.
It's a U-turn, a 360 spin.
Yeah.
Now they've switched play back into the middle. That's Tomja.
That goal has given them a lot of confidence.
30 yards away. They go out to the right side. Here's Valencia. What's the cut in on his left?
Here's Simi
Valencia. He goes down.
He's going to get a booking for simulation.
That's a yellow. He can't believe it.
Yeah, I think it's fair, to be honest, David.
That's got to be the
end. It's a red card.
A red card. Wow. Oh, and he's been told, he's been shoved by Simi. He's telling him to get off. You can't behave like that.
No.
He wanted it to end on a positive note, and that's just prolonging. It's giving more time to Sampdoria. Flags are still flying.
Yeah.
There's a good dozen flags there.
Was it a straight red, David, or did he give a yellow for simulation?
I couldn't see. It was way down in that far corner. Stoppage time here at the Iraqi. Bit of drama. Salernitana down to 10.
Yeah, and you think now Sampdoria are going to go for it.
Marcello is waving his arms crazy. Pillow looks still relaxed. Long ball comes down from Bismarck, the young goalkeeper, 21 years old, getting a run this evening. It's Salernitana looking to break with Braff. Good header. It's hooked over the top. Romagnoli's there. Has a chance, but
anywhere.
It's good clearance away. It's going to be kept in here. They're whistling for it to finish. Ioannou. Also, should mention two common players, Ioannou and Balemo.
Nice from Sepe.
Great take from Sepe. I think that's the last chance for Sampdoria. We'll see what the referee does here. Is he going to go for the three whistles? The atmosphere.
The cheer when the referee blows the final whistle.
Yeah, here he goes. We're going to leave it there, Emmett. Thanks for joining us, Destination Calcio.
Thanks for joining us.
Check out our socials, like, subscribe, follow, and we hope to see you on there.